Day 14, our daily bread. Congratulations, it's your 14th day. May I pray for you right now? My Father, you promised to supply all our need. I pray that you would provide for the needs of my friend who's seeking you right now in prayer. Supply according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. You're now entering into the secret place, in the intimate presence of the Father who supplies all your needs. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus invited us to ask him for our daily bread. Let's take a moment to remember that he's the one who multiplied the loaves and the fishes for a famished multitude. And that after the multiplication, there were 12 baskets left over, one basket for each apostle. As if to say to them, "You who have chosen to follow me and serve me shall want for nothing." Thank the one who gives abundantly. Your daily bread is your physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual needs. Let's remember that the Messiah was born in Bethlehem, which means the house of bread. And that the last thing he did before he died on the cross was to break bread with his disciples. The Bible says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven," John 6:51. "Whoever comes to me," being Jesus, "will never go hungry again," John 6:35. The Bible says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus," Philippians 4:19. Let's see how we can apply this verse in prayer. According to his riches. The Greek word, plautos, here also means abundance, possessions, and wealth. Thank God for abundance, for the possession that he gives you so that you can be more generous. In glory. The Greek word doxa also means splendor, radiance, preeminence, the most glorious condition, the most elevated state. Thank God for elevating you and allowing you to access this elevated state for his glory. By Christ Jesus. The Bible says that you are also complete through your union with Christ, who's the head over every ruler and authority. Colossians 2:1. Praise the one in whom you are complete. The Bible also says, "For in him we live and move and have our being. We are also his offspring," Acts 17:28. Thank you, Lord, that I live. Thank you, Lord, that I move. Thank you, Lord, that I exist. Thank you, Lord, that I'm your child. That as your child, I receive from you all I need today, especially the bread of life. Take a moment during this song by Michael W. Smith to meditate on Jesus' words. I tell you the truth. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, give us that bread every day. Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. John 6, 32 to 35. Now let's take a few minutes to listen to God in silence, reflecting on the truth that we're already complete through our union with Jesus. As we finish, let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It has been 2 weeks since you started this prayer journey, and I congratulate you for your commitment. Throughout this day, remember that God will supply all your need. Write down what came to mind during the time of silence. Extend this time if you'd like. I'll see you tomorrow for the 15th day. Have a beautiful day in His presence.